Welcome back, Warrior fans. Sorry about that long delay there. We had a lot of seniors and had a good time recognizing all of them and their parents. We have about 3:10 to go here left in warm-ups as the teams get back out, run some lay-ins, a little shooting, and get ready to go. So the importance of this game is really deciding who's going to have home court advantage next Wednesday when these two teams play again. So barring Santiam Christian going to Dayton, or it's going to be, I guess, at Santiam Christian, beating Dayton at home. If that happens, everything's different. We'll cover that in a second. But assuming they lose to Dayton, and Amity wins this game tonight by more than 3 points, Amity would host these two teams playing Wednesday night right back here. If Amity wins by 3 or by less than 3 or loses, then assuming that Santiam Christian loses to Dayton, then the game would be at Santiam Christian. However, if they tie, in other words, a complete tie, that would be Amity winning by 3 points tonight, and then Santiam Christian losing to Dayton. Both teams would be 8-3, if assuming Amity is going to crush Jefferson again, which they did last time. Last time they played, Warriors won that game by double digits, and it wasn't that close. But assuming that, then they would be in a complete perfect tie, and it would come down to, what did we say it came down to? Oh, Tosh and I just did this today, because their Aussie points would be the same. I don't remember. It gets way down into the weeds of the tiebreakers. Because you go by margin of victory, but you max it at 7, and all of their wins, both of these teams, all of their wins in league have been by 7 or more against everybody else, except Dayton, of course. So you end up with this perfect tie. And I believe Tosh and I figured out that you get down to like the 5th tiebreaker or something, and Amity comes out with the advantage in it. Anyway. However, if Santiam Christian goes to Dayton and wins after winning this game, they lost to Dayton by 8 points at Dayton. If they were to beat Dayton by more than 8, it wouldn't matter. By more than 7, because 7's the max you can get. It is at Santiam Christian.
Oh, it's at Santiam?
They already lost at Dayton by 9.
That's a tough loss. I mean, a tough place to play.
It is. And Dayton doesn't match up well with Benjamin Bourne.
No.
I mean, nobody does, right? And I don't know what he did against Dayton. I know what he did against us. And until we start double teaming him, we couldn't stop him at all. However, I'm guaranteeing you right now, Ron, I haven't talked to Devin. We're double teaming him every time he touches the ball below the volleyball court line there, about 8-9 feet from the basket. He catches the ball below that, he's getting double teamed.
Well, if we play defense like we did against Sheridan, and we shoot the ball from the 3-point and like we did against Sheridan, it's going to be a great game.
It really should be. And it was a great game down there, even with Benjamin Bourne really going off on us and Yenchek knocking down threes. We hung in there. Colby had the game of his life down there, if you remember. I mean,
nobody's going to get in front of him.
No.
And we were 6, I think I remember, we were 6 for 16 from the foul line, and we had 21 turnovers.
Yeah, that sounds about, I think we were 6 for 15, but yeah, had a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
And we lost that game by 3.
Yeah.
So, if these two teams end up tied in league, one of them is going to host the other one for the 2-3 game on Wednesday, and the loser would then play at 1 o'clock or at 3 o'clock on Saturday, and the winner would play at 7 o'clock against Dayton on Saturday. Now, things could change. If Santiam Christian beats Dayton by 7 or more points on Saturday and wins this game, they and Dayton will be in a dead heat. But I think Dayton gets the tiebreaker, because when you go to the once you do your own Aussie points against head-to-head, then you go to Aussie points against the rest of the league, and they beat us by three at their place, and Dayton is blowing us out both times, right? And well, more than seven.
10 or 12, yeah.
Yeah, more than seven each time. So the Aussie points will go to Dayton. So I don't think Dayton can lose this league title.
No.
I think they're going to be the one seed either way. Sandingham Christian is going to be the two seed or the three seed, depending on how this game goes tonight. Bourne is the key for them. He is an absolute beast, 6'5". He's a fantastic athlete. He's got great hops. He blocks shots well. He rebounds. He can shoot the three. He's got excellent footwork in the post.
We thought he'd make a heck of a tight end.
Yeah, and he didn't play football.
He runs cross country. He's one of the best cross country runners in the state.
Yeah.
And he runs the 800, the 1500, yep, and the 3000.
Yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. Yeah, he would make a pretty good tight end because he doesn't mind contact either. We see it on the basketball floor. He's a good basketball player. He's got to be player of the year in our league, I think. I don't think there's any question with what we've seen. I mean, they might do the whole, well, we're going to give Hodges the other half of it or whatever. But if you go with just the best player, it's Benjamin Bourne. No question about it. Dayton is the best team. They have the most depth. They have more good players than anybody else, but they don't have the best player in the league. So it's Bourne. You're going to get doubled on him. Don't leave Yenchek number 5 in the corner because that boy can shoot. On the floor, it's
all seniors for us.
Carly, Bosshart, Trimmer, Yenchek, and Bourne. For the Warriors, it's Anderson, Meeker, Berkey, Wolf, and Niseth. Wolf coming off a 5 out of 8 performance from 3-point range at Sheridan.
Yeah. I'd be happy with 4 out of 9. If I'd like, it'd be nice to just hit some threes.
Yep. Hit a few, it changes the game dramatically. We're ready to go. Bourne and Niseth will jump it. Niseth wins the tap. He's been doing well on those. Wolf with it, 2-3 zone for the Eagles. Swings it to Meeker at the Warrior head. Back to Wolf on top. Anderson on the left wing. Wolf, rotate it back over to Meeker. Down in the corner, Berkey. Mid post.
Jumper.
Niseth turns, misses the jumper, and from about 16 feet, Bourne with the rebound. Carly with it, swings it over to Bosshart, high post. They go mid post now to Bourne. They double him, kick it out. Three-pointer short. That worked out well, but Bourne got the rebound. That was a miss by Trimmer. He drives now, hangs, misses. Good box out by Niseth on Bourne. Niseth with it. He'll take a three from the right wing. Bounces around and goes in. Oh, that was...
Love those rims.
That was not pretty, but it hit about 4 times and then dropped in. Warriors up 3-0. Minute gone. Bourne helps handle the ball to break the press. Gets it back. Drives into Niseth. Offensive. Oh, that should have been an offensive foul. They're going to get Niseth for the block.
He put his arms up.
Yeah, and he's right. I'm wrong. Niseth owning that one. He said, I didn't quite get set. I thought he got set. Boy, it was a great opportunity to pick up an early foul on Bourne. Bourne at the line, hits the foul shot. This kid can shoot the ball, folks, from anywhere. They have a 3-point line in. He is, I don't know if he's got great range, but he can do everything else. He'll hit a pair of free throws all night long on you. 3-2 Warriors.
Press.
They got a 1-2-2 press going. Warriors break that to Meeker. Meeker to Niseth. Rambling. Kicks it. Tipped out of bounds. Trying to get it to Anderson in the quarter. Good pursuit by Bosshart and Carly to get to that ball. One of them got it.
Well, right there, success, because their press beat us last time.
Berkey triggers it in. Meeker drives to the foul line. Tries to go to Anderson on the baseline cut. Knocked out of bounds. Berkey will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. 3-2 Warriors. Out on top to Meeker. 22-footer. No good. Niseth with a rebound. Holds it at the foul line. Backs his way down. Pump fake. Steps through. Lays it up and in. Colby Niseth with 5. And it's 5-2 Warriors. Just overpowering physically. There's a steal by Berkey. Lays it up and in. Berkey with a steal. Best man defender, I think, in the league. 1-2-2 press for the Warriors. They're up 7-2. Bourne throws it ahead to Trimmer. Trimmer lobs to Yenchek, lays it up and in. Yenchek, yep. Too slow on the rotation there. Warriors get it in, barely. Berkey pushes up the middle, ahead to Anderson. Back to Berkey on top. 7-4 Warriors. Nystad spins into the double, hangs on to it, bounce pass. Meeker lays it up and in. What a pass from Nystad to Meeker on the front door cut. He was on the same side of the floor as Colby. Left corner three. Trimmer, no good. Rebound, Bourne. Bourne with three boards already in this game by my count. Fosdick with it. Jenchek down low. They double Bourne. Back out to Jenchek. Hits a three. You can't double off of Jenchek. I'm telling you. You can double off anybody else. You can't double off of Jenchek. Nystad with it in the middle. 9-7 Warriors. He slows it down. Gives it to Berkey. 2-3 zone. Bourne in the middle of that. In the corner, Anderson down low, Nystad, back out to Berkey, fakes the three. Ball's loose, picked up by Bosshart. Bosshart lost it. Berkey knocked it away, they got it for a travel. Berkey got a piece of that, the official didn't see it. If I were a Santiam Christian fan, I'd be not very happy about that call. Because Berkey stripped it from behind, they called him for a travel.
Their head coach wasn't upset.
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw it but me. Weird. Meeker gets it over to Wolf. Back to Meeker, down in the corner. Nystad drives, pulls up on the baseline. No good. Another rebound by Bourne, his fourth. I'm going to track those because he's going to have about 18 tonight. On the sideline, in the corner, Jenchek. Back out, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Berkey. That was a three-point attempt by Bosshart. Bounce pass ahead to Meeker. Too much spin on it. Berkey knew it.
Good idea.
Berkey threw the right pass, but he threw it with the wrong spin on the bounce pass, and it kicked up and away from Meeker. 9-7 Warriors, 4:34 left to go in the first quarter. Good start for Amity here. Bosshart with it. Gets it to Bourne in the middle. Cross to Jenchek. Jenchek going to have a timeout, 30-second timeout, taken by Santiam Christian. A good start, Ron. When we were down there, they're playing that song a little early, Ron. She complaining about the way he's pronouncing his name?
Yeah. It's her son.
There you go. No, it's not her son. She got a text from somebody on the other side.
Yeah. She's the representative from that area down there. Her and... Her and...
Anna are probably good friends, yeah.
Two good Republicans.
Well, she doesn't know basketball very well.
You should shake her hand. She played against my daughters in the 90s.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to make sure I meet her after this. Remind me.
You need to meet your legislator.
Yeah, well, she's not mine, but it's good to know as many as possible.
Yes.
They get it in to Carly. Carly with it. Hands off to Bosshart. Over to Jenchek. We're going to have a foul on Colby. That's his second if they called it on him. It's two. Devin not happy about that.
We don't have a lot of people that match up with the big horse.
Well, that's our offense, too, is Colby's aggressive attacking style. So Colby
now
and Anderson out.
Now he's guarding Bourne.
It's going to be Carton for now. Trent will have his work cut out for him. Trent, pretty quick. Can be physical. Get it to Bourne on the inbound, lays it up and in. That's just a tough matchup. They isolate Bourne on that. So he's going one-on-one, and you've got your back to the ball. You don't know where he's going. 9-9 game, halfway through the first quarter. Drove with it, almost lost it, gets it back. Back over to Berkey. Five-guard lineup for the Warriors right now. Dangerous with Bourne in there. Wolf to Meeker. Meeker, bounce pass, gets it. Oh, and Carton did not get fouled, apparently. And then knocked it out of bounds. I thought Carton got fouled on that.
Hurried his shot.
Yeah, Jenchek came across.
Should have got a one and, and one.
Or at least the basket.
Yep.
Got to make sure you get the basket. 9-9. Warriors blow a golden opportunity. It was a great pass from Meeker. That's a carry. He's wrapping his ball, his hand under that ball. Watching. Not there. He did it three times. Carly wrapped his hand under the ball. Down low, Bourne turns with a little hook shot, and he's got it. Not enough size in there.
You can't play it behind.
No.
You
got to deny and then get help behind.
Yeah.
Warriors break the pressure, down 11-9. Meeker drives, kicks out, stolen. He threw it in between the Warriors. It was picked off by Bosshart in the corner. Jenchek for quick trigger three. It's
good. Wow.
I mean, you just have to know your defensive assignments. Timeout Warriors, down 14-9.
Well, you got to know who the shooters are.
So that's what I mean. You got to know your assignments. You have to know who you can sag off and who you have to get up on. You can't sag off of Yenchek. We doubled off of him. He hit a three. Now nobody was out on him. We're man-to-man defense. Somebody sagged off the best shooter on the floor. Not a good move. 2:55 left to go first quarter, 14-9. This was a 9-5 Warrior lead. So this is a little 9-0 run by Santa Ana Christian. This is what they did to us in the first quarter down there. We were right with them for a couple of minutes. They put a spurt on, and we had to spend the rest of the game working to come back from it.
The difference that we didn't do a good job of down there was beating the press. So we beat the press every time this time. But it has speeds the game up for them, which is what they want. If they don't get the turnover, they just want the game sped up a little bit.
Meeker with the ball, top of the key, gives it to Carton. Carton looking for help. Back to Meeker on top. Sets a screen by Carton. Over to Berkey. Without Nyseth in there, nobody else looking to take charge offensively. Grove, man, it's a 2-3 zone, but it extends like a man-to-man, like a matchup. Meeker, 15-footer, no good. JJ with the rebound inside, up with the left hand, missed it. Rebound knocked away. Berkey, it's loose. Berkey ties it up. Nice hustle by Evan. Oh, my goodness. He was on the floor knocking the ball away. It rolled away from him. He got halfway up and dove for it to tie up Bourne. Alternating possession goes to Santa Ana Christian. Now the possession arrow will go to Amity. Bourne breaks the pressure up and they lost it out of bounds.
Start.
No, they're going to say it was off of Meeker. It might have been. We can't see from here. Yeah. Amity fans in those front rows aren't complaining too much, so Eddie Hatch would have let him know if that was the wrong call. Yeah. Carly with it.
More so if his boys were playing.
Yeah. Carly to Bosshart. Bosshart. Yenchek way out by the center circle. High post. Bourne kicks it in the corner. Trimmer for three. No good. Bourne got inside position, lays it up and in. Got to box him out. He's got eight already.
Had him boxed out, he came over his back.
He had inside position.
No,
he had inside position on that run. He was right in front of the basket when he caught it. Berkey backs it out, 16-9. Grove in the corner to Carton. Ball fake. Warriors offense is stalled. There's a steal by Carly. Carly steps through, fouled by Carton.
That's just it.
Getting away from the Warriors here in this first quarter. They had a good start, but like I said, without Nyseth in there, they just can't seem to find any offense.
Well, we had a lay-in. JJ missed
Yeah, we did. Well, we had another lay-in by Carton, too. So we missed two lay-ins. So.
They won't miss three, though.
At the line, it's Carly. He hits the first one. 5'11 senior, Camden Carly.
He's not 5'11.
I know. It's about 5'8 or 5'9.
Yeah.
Shorter than Carton by a couple inches. Gets them both.
Uh-oh.
They've extended their lead 18-9. Keeping that 1-2-2 pressure on here. Berkey breaks the pressure up the right side. Gets to the elbow, out to Meeker. Somebody's got to find a shot here. You might need to bring Wolf in just to shoot.
He was in, but...
Well, they didn't get him any shots. They were going to Nyseth. Meeker, out top, 21-footer. Good! There we go. George Meeker hits a three. He's got five in the game. 18-12, Warriors 106 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Carly drives.
Oh, my.
Euro step. Missed it. Bourne with the rebound. Out to Yenchek for three. Nothing but net. Unbelievable. There's no reason to ever leave Yenchek. Like, no matter what, he's 3-for-3 from three-point range.
Right.
And he's got a two also. JJ fakes, pulls up from the foul line, banks it in. Not sure he was trying to bank it or not, but we'll take it.
Bourne was on him. He was just putting it over his head.
Exactly. Trying not to get his shot blocked by Bourne.
Yeah.
But that's okay. When you're straight on with the basket, that's easier to do. Coming from an angle gets a little tougher. 21-14. Warriors with some pressure.
But
a little 2-2-1.
They bring the ball up with Bourne.
He's their best ball handler. There's a tip pass in the middle by Grove. Carton gets it over to Grove. Grove. Good closeout by Yenchek. Grove has picked up his dribble. Gets it to Meeker. Meeker. Back to Grove on top.
Patience here.
Swings it to the angle.
We should get the last shot.
That's what Devin's calling for. In the corner, Meeker back out to Grove with
Trent.
11 seconds.
Trent.
Playing catch. It's down to seven. Meeker.
He's shooting it.
Grove. Now you got to swing it back to Meeker. Head fake. Pulls up for three. No good. Just short.
We got a shot.
Yep. After one, Warriors trail. 21 to 14. This is Amity basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a minute. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. 21-14, San Diego Christian with a 7-point lead on your Warriors.
Hit a three, we get back in it.
Warriors had a 9-5 lead, so this is a 16-5 run.
It's going to be our ball.
Warriors will inbound on the far side, right at half court. 3 fouls on the Warriors, not 1 foul on San Diego Christian that first quarter. I mean, there might have been one or two, but they didn't play a really physical game. They're not a physical team. They're not like their girls team. Berkey to Grove, drives on the left side, down low to Meeker. Hangs, misses, Bourne with a rebound.
Whoa.
He didn't have to change that shot. He didn't have Bourne on him. He had the other guy, Trimmer, on him. Trimmer wasn't going to block his shot, but he shot the ball like Bourne was on him.
They're going inside.
Now they're going to Jencheck at the top. Now down low. JJ knocks it away. Good half around by Howard. That's the way you have to play that. You can't play behind him.
No.
JJ's got those long arms. And JJ's body is not going to draw the foul. JJ with a little elbow jumper knocks it down from about 12 feet. Howard providing some offense for the Warriors, 21-16, and a little defense too. They pick up the ball. Bosshart throws it away.
No, stop.
No, he said he was out.
I couldn't hear the whistle.
Yeah, it's loud here. 21-16 Warriors, 7:08.
Their Achilles heel is that ball handling with their guards. If it's in Borden's hands.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
Though he turned it over on a bad pass last time and got tipped. But he's been their best ball handler so far in this game. 5-point game. Warriors with the ball. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Grove with it. Fakes to the corner. Now out on top to Berkey. Berkey, high post JJ. JJ turns. Kicks it to the corner. Grove for three. Too strong.
George.
Meeker. Rebounds. Draws a foul. There we go.
They got a foul.
First one of the game. Took them 9 minutes and 12 seconds to get a foul, but they finally got one. Fosdick out and Bosshart back in. 21-16. They lob it in to Carton out top, pulls up, 17-footer, buries it. There we go. Little in rhythm coming off the dribble. They didn't do anything to contest him. He got into some rhythm on that dribble. 3-point game. They get it ahead across in the corner to Carley. Now he dribbles out to the wing. He carries the ball, I'm telling you. He wraps that hand under the ball so much. In the corner, JJ tips, saves.
Yes!
He's out of bounds. JJ stepped out of bounds, but a great defensive effort by JJ. It's the best defense we've seen him play this year.
They had a little come to whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Last
little
week.
Come to Jesus meeting.
I didn't say it, but yeah.
That's what it was.
You want to play? You want to play defense.
Well, and play pouting. And with a good attitude.
Quit
yep. Say, grow
I'll,
up.
I'll say it. He's my grandson.
No, it was a grow up meeting.
Yep.
You want to be part of this team? Grow up. Work. You've got talent, but talent without the right attitude is the problem. JJ's got to be careful here. He's got responsibilities on Bourne. There he goes. He's fronting him. Eagles are working the ball around the outside.
I don't think Bourne's going to like this.
No. And Bourne's throwing some elbows. JJ's got to stay with it. It's not easy. He's finding out. This is what happens. One of them's going to get a foul here in a second. JJ's the fans. The kids are loving it. Inside, Bourne kicks it back out to the corner. Jencheck for three.
Air ball.
No good. Rebound, Grove. They're going to get a foul. This place is so loud, Ron, we can't hear the whistles. The officials can't hardly hear each other. What a student section. Foul's on Bourne. His first. Second team foul.
He pushed JJ.
JJ did a good job. Just got to stay inside his own head here. You're not going to get every call to go your way when you're battling. Warriors almost turn it over. They get it across to Grove. Down three, 5:38. Great atmosphere here tonight, folks. If you're not here, I'm sorry, but I hope you're enjoying it.
Turn
high
shoot.
Post, Carton out in the corner, Meeker. Bounce pass to JJ. Hooked. Scores. Nope. Offensive foul. Yeah. I even called it as he did it. He kind of hooked him with that right arm. But it's a good aggressive move. They got what they wanted. They had JJ on Yenchek down there.
And had Bourne out of the key.
Yep, and Bourne popped out of the key for some reason. Not a good move on his part. Warriors haven't proven they can hit much. Warriors double out by the center circle. Carly gets it to Bourne. Over to Bosshart. Bosshart back to Carly on top. Bosshart left angle down in the corner. Trimmer. Now they've got Carton on, and they're going to get a foul from behind on Carton pushing. He doesn't have the length to be able to play the half around.
Oh. Still out of bounds.
Gavin Watson coming in. See if we get this little energy boost here. Devin's talking to him. JJ out. The good minutes for... Wait, who's out? Who's out? Hold on. Hold on. Carton's still in. He thought he was coming out.
He's mad.
Good minutes for JJ. Good job. Get some energy in there now from Carton. Let him battle. There's a steal by Grove. Grove takes it in. Lays it in! Andrew Grove with a steal in the basket. Warriors within one. This place is going crazy, folks. You would think it was a state championship game. Bosshart to Carly in the corner. Yenchek gets the three off. Misses this one. Back tip. They're going to get Meeker.
Yeah.
He was trying to knock it away from Carly. Meeker hit Carly across the head, the official said, which probably is true. 4:44 left to go. That's going to get Vrell into the game. Another guard. Going to get Meeker. No, going to get Carton out now. Carton offensively giving the Warriors some good minutes. Struggling on when you put him on Bourne. That's a tough matchup for him.
Who wouldn't struggle?
Yeah, one-on-one. Yenchek misses a short jumper. Yenchek can't save. Bourne tipped it away. He didn't go over the back. He went around him. Knocked it away from the side. He's so long.
Yeah.
It's hard to box him out. You have to push him away from the basket. If you just put a body on him, it's not enough. I mean, Gavin might be able to jump him, but there's so much length reaching around the side. Warriors ball down one. 4:39 to go. Second quarter. 21-20. Grove surveys.
Somebody's open. Get it
over.
Over
to Meeker. Meeker to Berkey. Close. Berkey with good body control to save that. Gets to Meeker.
Come on,
gets
ball.
To the elbow.
Come on, ball.
Won't go. Watson can't get the rebound. Bourne with, I don't know what he's got. A lost count. At least six or seven. They get it ahead. Back it out now to Carly. Carly gets the play call from the side. That's a carry. Oh my goodness. He just held that ball on his hip and then dribbled it again. Bourne out in the corner. Carly for three. No good. Meeker with the rebound. Foul! Called on Trimmer, or Bosshart reaching in. Listen to the fans here, folks. Every foul gets an ovation. Student section hasn't sat down since this game started.
We love it. That's the way it should be.
Oh, it's an awesome atmosphere, folks. As good as it gets. Third team foul on St. Am Christian. Meeker back out to Berkey. He sets up against this 2-3. Berkey. Vrell thinks he's open, but with Bourne in the middle, you're not as open as you think. Grove to the middle. Down low. Watson lays it up and in! What a pass from Andrew Grove to Gavin Watson inside. They got Bourne to go for Grove. Left it for Watson. He's able to get it up. Bourne in the middle. Oh. Out in the corner. Yenchek for three. Too strong. Bourne is tipped away. Inside. Bosshart. Kick it out. Yenchek. On top. Carly. 24-footer. Good. Oh, my goodness. Camden Carly.
They can shoot
buries
threes.
The three.
They can shoot threes.
It's 24-22 in favor of St. Am Christian. Grove out on top. Gives it to... Berkey on the Warrior head. Out in the corner to Vrell. Vrell's
foul.
Played well lately.
Nice, get another foul on the big guy.
Skip it over in the other corner. Grove with a little drive. Pushed by number 22 who's in the game. That is Eli Smith. I'm not sure why he's even in the game, honestly, unless he can shoot threes.
They're not very deep.
He must be a shooter, though, or else he wouldn't come on. He wouldn't be in the game.
We got
one. Get it into Grove. Fakes the three. Good job. Back out to Meeker. Watson, Meeker on top. There's a foul on Bosshart trying to make a steal. He was late getting there. That'll get Bosshart out and Trimmer in. That's the second on Bosshart. 15 foul on St. Am Christian. Warriors have six. 2:53 left to go. First half, 24-22. Why can this team play close with Dayton? It's because of number 23.
Yeah.
And because they've got one great shooter. Well, other than that.
Dayton is not big inside.
No. And we know that. Like, if you get the ball inside, but you've got to be able to take care of the basketball to get it there. Burrell at the elbow. Buries it! Keon Burrell coming into the game, knocking down a jumper. The sophomore ties up the game with 2.5. They throw ahead. Smith back out on top to Bourne. Bourne hooks a pass back in the corner. Carly for another three. Misses this one. Jump ball! Going to be long to Santiam Christian, but that alternating possession will go back to the Warriors on the next one or the end of the quarter. 24-24, 2:20 left to go. Warriors are going to man up on this out-of-bounds play. Watson will have Benjamin Bourne duties.
Somebody better have Bourne.
He's in the Bourne protocol there.
Live in, inside of him. Live in.
He traveled. That's a travel. They didn't call it right, but that's a travel because he bobbled the ball and took a step across the line.
Yeah.
He was going to give it to Bourne. Watson did a great job. That's really, Watson created that turnover with good defense on Bourne. Best denial we've had all day. Warriors with the ball. 2:15 to go. First half. In the corner, Watson. Oh, he starts to drive. Hank shoots. Scores! Kevin Watson over Bourne. He elevates and drops in the little 8-footer. Ball's loose in the middle of the floor. It's on the floor. Oh, they're going to bail him. He was totally out of control.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're
going to
give a foul. He was out of control. Couldn't do it. Player control, if anything. My goodness. 26-24 Warriors. 2:01 left to go in the second quarter. To the line, Carly to shoot two. He's made both of his free throws so far tonight.
He was totally out of control, man.
Yeah, you can't bail out a kid on that. My goodness. He was bobbling the ball, falling down. He did not have possession of the ball, by the way, when they called the foul.
I know you want to go off on the referees, but these are probably three of the better referees in the association on a Thursday night.
Misses the second one, and Berkey traces down the rebound. Warriors up one with the ball. Berkey going hard, driving deep in the corner. Vrell holds it, back out to Berkey, loses it, chases it down by half court, swings it to Meeker at the Warrior head. Meeker and Berkey have been the key, along with Grove.
It's a hand check.
They've done a great job of controlling the ball, not turning it over. Meeker, high post, Vrell turns down low, Watson, reverse lay-in! Kevin Watson from Vrell! He pulled Bourne out, same thing that happened with Grove. Pulled Bourne away from the basket. Watson with a steal! Going in on Bourne, takes it in! Yeah! Grove gets the rebound and lays it up and in! I didn't know there was a foul called. Couldn't hear anything, folks. 30-25 Warriors. Warriors forcing turnovers, getting breaks, making baskets. In the corner, Smith down low. Bourne lays it up. He just wrestled it away from Meeker, who had his hands on it. Minute to go. 30-27 Warriors in the first half. Meeker, ball fake. Works left, hands to Vrell. Vrell turns the corner, bounce pass to Watson. Hank lays it up, missed the shot. Oh, he was right there. Gavin Watson had it. Bourne affected it maybe a little bit.
A perfect pass.
Watson has been a spark off the bench. He's got 6 points. 35 seconds to go. Listen to those fans, folks. They got to try to cut Bourne. Inside, should have been a jump ball. He kicks it back out. Jenchek for three. Hits it. Oh, my goodness. The guy can shoot. His fourth three. He's got 14 points. 30-30. 20 seconds to go.
One shot.
Berkey to Meeker. 16. Meeker back to Berkey. He'll take a three.
I don't know.
No good. Bourne has the rebound. Gets it out, clears it to Trimmer, back to Bourne with 6 seconds, chases it down on the sideline, up the sideline, Carly heaves a three, no good, that is the end of the first quarter, folks, the first half, we are all tied at 30. Woo! We're going to take a quick break and be back with some halftime numbers for you on KLYC McMinnville. Halftime here from Amity High School. What a matchup, folks. Listen to that band.
Fun game.
Fun game. Got the pep band going. This is awesome. Warriors and Santiam Christian all knotted up at 30. The what are they, the 11th and 12th ranked teams, or 12th and 13th? 11th and 12th.
Okay. So
11th and 12th ranked teams. Yeah, we moved up one.
So we're 12, they're 11.
Warriors were led the first half by Gavin Watson with 6 points. Meeker with 5, Grove with 4, Howard with 4, 2 each for Vrell, Carton, and Berkey. Niceth with 5, I missed him. Great balance. For Zaniam Christian, Jenchek with 14 on 4 out of 6 three-point shooting. Or 4 out of 5, it might be 4 out of 5. Benjamin Bourne had 10. Camden Carley had 6. Bourne did not score in the last 5 minutes of that half, though.
He's here.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and also the gunner out on the side didn't make a shot.
Until the end there.
Yeah.
He had hit a bunch, though, before that. He had 11 early in that quarter.
Yeah.
Warriors have done a great job of attacking the zone once they get the ball into the high post.
It's taken, what are we?
Yeah.
13-8, 21 games to figure out that you got to play as a team.
And that when you go to the high post, you don't dribble.
Yeah.
It's not the way you attack a zone with a dribble. You get the ball in the high post, you might take one dribble, but it's enough just to pull the defense, and then somebody's cutting, and there's a bounce pass. And three times, Gavin Watson was the recipient of a bounce pass.
Keon turned around and made a nice jumper.
That pulls the defense.
Yeah, and then JJ got the ball in the middle this time, and then kicked it to the corner. Yeah.
No, it's... Once you can establish that 15, 16 footer at the elbow or the foul line is a shot you're going to take and make, then Bourne has to come up. He's the only guy that can defend that in a 2-3 zone. Then that opens up the baseline cut.
I wish Devin to get it back on the court. Like, let's run the clock real fast. Let's play right now. Let's bottle it.
Well, there's a few things they've got to fix on the defensive end. Number one, Jenchek should never be alone no matter what else is going on. Why would you give up a lay-in from three-point range? Because that's effectively what he's shooting, right?
He is
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5.
I mean, the guy's shooting 80% from three-point range tonight. Don't leave him no matter what else is going on. If he's your man, he's your man all the time. You play 4-on-4 everywhere else if you have to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a... Have we made any threes?
We do. George hit one, and Niceth hit one early.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
But everything else has been attacking the zone smartly.
Inside.
And a couple of fast break lay-ins. Yeah. Tell you what, Evan Berkey played a whale of a first half. He didn't come out of that game, and we needed every minute of his ball handling and passing defense.
He's only got one foul, too.
Yeah, and he hasn't. I don't know. He might have one turnover, but ultimately, you know, when you're playing against pressure all the time like that, you're going to have a turnover here and there. That's going to happen. But more importantly, he's made good passes, and he's played great defense on the press. That 2-2-1 press has been pretty effective overall.
Uh-huh. Well, it's speeding up the game, and it makes them put Bourne down to bring it up.
Which is extra work, and it's extra time. It's fatigue, too.
Because you should be able to bring the ball up with your guards, beat the press, and hit Bourne inside, boom. But they can't afford to do that.
No, there are too many weaknesses out there when Bourne doesn't have the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break for a couple more minutes, and we'll be back about 4:40 here before the start of the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Amity Warrior Sports. Jeff Clark here. Vaughn Huber also with me. I wasn't sure if he was back online or not. 30-30 as we get ready to start the third quarter here from Amity against the Zaniam Christian Eagles. And this has just been a good game. We were down by as many as 18-9. We had a 9-5 lead early. And then they went on a run, got up 18-9. And Warriors battled back little by little, took the lead at 24-22. So I think there's, the game plan is kind of fixed at this point.
Yeah.
Both teams know what they want to do. There's not a lot of surprises now. And honestly, the game that matters more is the one next Wednesday. That's what's funny. These guys are playing it like it's a playoff game. They're going to play again on Wednesday for the right to be the number 2 seed, or to play for the championship game against Dayton, which could get you a 2 seed at least, which is better than being a 3 seed for sure. Warriors, Carton, right corner 3 to start things. No good. Meeker battles. Berkey knocks it loose. Meeker, foul. Can't score. He loves that little hanging flip shot. Meeker will go to the line to shoot two.
He grubbed for that rebound. The guy he had, the guy was over the top of him, but he grubbed for it and got it.
Yep. Good hustle by George Meeker. Wouldn't expect anything less out of him.
He makes a free throw.
Oh my goodness, that was a bad foul shot. Not even close.
It leaves his hand. It just doesn't. When he misses, you can tell as soon as he leaves his hand. That's not good.
That's not usually close. That one looks perfect, yeah. And it is. Meeker breaks the tie. 31-30 Warriors. They get it ahead. Bosshart, Yenchek, back to Carley on the left angle. Carley setting up against a 2-3 zone now. Warriors giving them a little different look. Martin battling with Bourne in the high post. Trying not to foul. You got to be smart here. Keeping nice Seth away from Bourne with his two fouls for a while. There's a travel. And he was a little late to call it. Man alive.
Well, he looked at it and he said, something's wrong with that. And he called it. He called it.
There was a travel on number two, Bosshart.
Well, he actually palmed the ball like you said. He got underneath it.
That was a different guy. Carly's the one that does it all the time.
Oh, yeah, Bosshart, same way.
Yeah, but that's what happened there. Grove to Carton, comes out to help. Carton rolls around, flips it over to Berkey on the left angle. Back to Carton in the low, out to Meeker. Meeker works baseline to Niseth off his hands. That was a good pass. Niseth was getting ready to make his move too quick. Shot is short, but Bourne follows it on the fast break and lays it up and in. He's got 12 in the game. Warriors trail by one.
Don't get in a hurry.
Carton is going to draw the foul on Bourne. That was a great up fake by Carton. He went to the right around Bourne, held his ground, gave him a little up fake all at once. Bourne wanted to block the shot, draws his second foul instead.
He's got a lot of pride. He doesn't like being, he wants to check shots, grab rebounds, and he doesn't like playing close games.
Well, only a second foul, so he didn't have to play too carefully on that.
Yeah, well, number three could be good.
Yeah. A round of applause for Carl McShane, the towel boy there, wiping up the sweat from Carton going down. Get it into Niseth, back to Berkey on the baseline. Berkey out in the corner, Grove for three.
Come on.
He got it! Andrew Grove with the end check flying in his face, drains the three-pointer. He's got seven. Almost a turnover there. Bosshart, see, carries it. Bosshart works up the right, flips back to Bourne in the middle. Swings it over to Yenchek, to Carley. You see, Niseth, you don't even need to come that far off of Yenchek. You got to get back out on him. Yenchek with the ball. Lobs to Bourne. They double down. He kicks it out. Might have been a travel there. Short on the shot. Ball off of Bourne. Out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Niseth and Bourne battling for it. Warriors up two with the ball. 6:12 left to go. Third quarter. Two fouls on Sandingham Christian so far. None on the Warriors. Grove ahead to Niseth on the sideline. Back to Grove out by the center circle. Break the pressure easily. I like that. Very controlled. There's times to attack. There's times to just be controlled against the pressure. Down low. Niseth on the baseline. Short. Gets it back.
Go up. Get a third foul. Yeah!
And he lays it up and in. He rolls that up and in against. Bourne didn't want to try to block the shot. He didn't want to pick up the foul. So he let Niseth get it off. Ooh, just got across. Timeout, Sandingham Christian. It's 36-32 Warriors. Niseth with a tremendous finish. I didn't think he was going to shoot the ball, Ron.
I thought
he was going to kick it back out.
I thought he was going to get checked or get a foul.
Yeah, and he just snuck it up. Well, because Bourne backed off. Bourne's a smart guy, right? He knows he's got two fouls. It's early in the third quarter. It's better to give up a lay-in than pick up a third foul. We've got a few players that can stand to learn that, by the way, on our girls and boys team. There's a time to try to check a shot or get a steal, and there's a time just to play position defense and make it difficult for him, but don't do anything that's going to cost you a foul. This is a full timeout. 5:36 left to go, third quarter, 36-32, folks, and I don't think I'm done yelling tonight.
When we have a break and you are not on, I want to tell you something about what you're seeing right there.
Well, the teamwork, they're coming together as a team.
No, I'll tell you.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a little bit deeper than that. But yeah, they're playing together.
It's the best they've played together all year, last two games.
21 games. Took them 20 games.
Here we go. Eagles ball. Carley with it. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors now. They've got Nyseth back on Bourne. He's got to be careful. Bourne in the high post. So you've got to give him a step here. He drives, kicks, Carly for three. Good. He doubled off of Carly, and he hit his second one. Warriors looking to break the pressure. Not a good pass by Carton, but Berkey's got it. Now back to Carton. Ooh, that was dangerous. Carton drives all the way in. He's fouled.
Yeah.
That's going to be Yenchek, I think. Carton to the line to shoot, too. Good attack. Bourne had to back off again with his two fouls. He can't try to check everything. Yenchek picks up his first, I believe, but it's the third team foul on Sandy and Christian. None on the Warriors so far. Warriors are attacking the basket aggressively. Free throw pops out for Carton. Halfway down, wouldn't stay.
Seems like when we get the foul, we're in a big hurry to shoot it.
Missed the second one also, both of them. Not much arch on those shots. Good free throws have arch on them. Those didn't. Still 36-35 Warriors. Bourne in the high post. Back out. Carly, 24-footer. No good. Grove with the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Could have been a foul on Bosshart, but no call. Instead, just Warriors ball. I like that as a no call because you're just going to give the ball to the Warriors anyway. And it's not that bad of a foul. Didn't change the game. Berkey with it. They break half court over to Carton on the right angle. Carton in the corner to Meeker. Back to Carton. Fakes left. Works right. Little flip shot wouldn't go. He saw a little, well, he knows Bourne doesn't want to challenge the shot, so he's trying to take advantage of that, but he could have taken one more dribble. He tried that from about 6 feet instead of 4 feet, 3 feet. San Am Christian over to Carly on the right angle, working on Berkey. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Bourne gets it in the low post, knocked away. Gets it back, out on top, three-pointer, no good by Trimmer. Warriors with the rebound, throw ahead to Berkey, puts the brakes on to Grove, takes the three, short, nice rebound by Nyseth. Fades, foul, no call, my goodness, he got hit right on the wrist. They missed that one, that would have been Bourne's third. Bourne got away with one there. 36-35.
When you get it in there, you're one-on-one with him, you got to make a move.
Bourne doubled, gets it back, swings it, knocked away by Berkey and out of bounds on the cross-court pass. Coming into the game, Vrell, who's he going to get? He's going to get Meeker out. So Berkey, Grove, Vrell at the guards, Carton as a forward, and Nyseth as the bull in the China shop. BCS, we'll call him. Using that muscle, that size, and those basketball skills aggressively to cause problems for San Am Christian tonight. They kick to the corner. Yenchek doesn't get off the three. Drives.
Travel.
Off balance shot. Somehow got that to go in. A little off balance running hook shot. Rolled it in. 37-36 SC. Carton to Grove in the corner. Grove. 2-3 zone. Feeds Carton in the high post. Carton up with the right hand. Lays it in. Warren doesn't want that foul. Timeout taken by Devin. 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break and be right back on KLYC. 3:05 left to go, third quarter, 38-37. Warriors on top by one. Trent Carton attacking Bourne the last two times down the floor. Bourne doesn't want to pick up that third.
This I love. Having him bring the ball up changes everything they do.
Bourne inbounds to Carly.
He goes in the middle, though.
Carly brings it up the left side, crosses half court, in the corner to Yenchek, back to Bourne, or back to Carly. Carly, Yenchek in the corner, trying to go to Bourne. They double and down on Bourne. You can't leave Yenchek though, Vrell. You gotta stay out there. Yenchek dumps down to Vrell, tipped by Nyseth, stolen by Berkey. And the ball stolen back on the outlet pass by, Bosshart. Carly with it. Warriors had a good steal there. Bourne's having to work hard. Nyseth can hold that ground. On the baseline, Trimmer short, rebound, knocked out of bounds, Warriors basketball! As Bosshart came flying down the side, knocked it away.
Took it away for Bourne.
Yeah, Bourne might have had that rebound. It was gonna be a tough one, but it was in traffic.
Press is off.
Well, it hasn't worked.
Press is off.
2:25, left to go, third quarter, Warriors still up by one. Grove on the left wing. Back to Berkey on top. 2-3 zone. Carton drives baseline.
Oh, he does.
They're gonna get the blocking foul on Yenchek.
That was a bailout.
It was. I don't know that Carton had anywhere to go. Coach Ropp trying to get the call both ways. Inside.
Up, big guy.
Nice F up.
Yeah.
Scores on Bourne. He just bullied him down. Nice F with 9 in the game. Just bullied his way right to the block. Bourne was under the basket. Burrell got a foul. No call. Bourne over to Carley. Checked puts it. Up a three. It's contested. Long rebound to Berkey. Berkey pushing hard up the middle of the floor. Leaves it for Grove. Little runner. Flips it. No good. Yenchek with a rebound. Yenchek to Carley. He'll walk the ball up the floor. Getting a little chippy out there between Yenchek and Berkey.
Yeah.
And you see them talking to each other coming back up the floor. Yenchek gave him a little pinch or something in the back, I saw. Yenchek in the corner. Out on top to Bosshard over to Trimmer. Trimmer drives, kicks to Carley on the wing. Carley backs it out to the Warrior head and tries to go to Bourne, throw it behind him. Little miscommunication. Bourne thought he was going to go to the corner. Bourne wasn't looking for the ball.
We can take some time. Run some time here.
1:24 left to go and counting.
Run some time and get a good shot. We don't have to. We're ahead.
Varell, Berkey play catch over to Carton on the left angle extended. Now Varell in the corner.
Or get inside.
Back to Carton.
Get a one-on-one with Kobe. I think he can take it to him.
Warriors holding it on the perimeter right now. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 3-point Warrior lead. Grove to Varell, down low. Oh, tipped out of bounds by Yenchuk, trying to go to Nyseth. Nyseth called for it, and Varell just immediately threw the ball without looking. I think he didn't assess the defensive situation. Luckily, just tipped out of bounds. Carton on the cut, knocked away. Good defense there by Carley.
Smashed him.
Yeah, but I like the no call. That's playoff basketball. They go to Bourne inside. Four guys on him. He scores and fouled. My goodness. Never brought the ball down, Ron. There's a clinic and had a maneuver inside the lane right there in traffic. He went up higher than everybody, caught the ball, kept it high, hooked it in.
First basket, third quarter for him?
No, second. He had one early. Meeker coming back in. Bourne's got one. That was the third on Carton. That hurts. Carton's been aggressive attacking the basket. He's got 4 points in the game, but he's created some issues. Bourne at the line. Misses it.
Nice rebound.
Didn't know if that was going in or out. Nice F high for the board. Gives it to Berkey. 40 seconds to go. Warriors up one in the third. Berkey working on Bosshart. Hands to Varell.
A lot of hands defense.
Back to Berkey. Berkey. Varell out on top. They're trying to trap. They're trying to come out and trap him. Varell, high post, Nyseth.
Oh, he missed him.
Missed him. Out to Berkey. Right corner three.
I like that.
No good. Rebound inside.
Go up, big
Meeker.
Guy.
Meeker. Foul.
Yeah.
That's the third on Bourne. And he knew it. Look at it. He's not arguing at all. He went for the pump fake, and he was coming down trying to slap that ball as Beaker was going up, and he got a piece of Meeker's arm. Third on Bourne. He's going to come out with 13 seconds here because you can't have him pick up his fourth on something cheap here, like a rebound, which might happen here.
Can you tell her athletic director she has the power to tell anybody to push that broom?
Well, she had Carl doing it earlier.
She's got two boys that will gladly do it.
Meeker.
Come
this
on,
is
Meeker.
The first one.
What's it?
1 for 3 from the line tonight. No, he isn't. Didn't he miss? No, that was Carton that missed them both. Meeker gets the second one. Trust my stats there. Warriors back up to 41-39.
We don't.
Bosshard.
Find the shooters. Find the shooters.
7 seconds. Carley at the Warrior head. He wanted to shoot it right there. Leaves it for Bosshard. Jacks a three. Good.
Oh,
wow.
God.
At the buzzer. Bosshard. Blake Bosshard with his first. That might be his first shot of the game. Nails a three. Hey, we've got a good one, folks. After three quarters, it is 42-41. Santa Ana Christian on top by one. This is Kale Weissett.
He's done with his scoop.
We're back. Sorry. Ron and I were talking. We're back. So on the floor for the Warriors to start the fourth quarter, Grove, Berkey, Meeker, Vrell, and Nyseth. Yeah, I think I'd like to see Watson with one less guard on the floor. Give you somebody who can cut. They inbound the ball. Bosshart with it. Gives it to Yenchek. Denchak, the best shooter, works left, gives it back to Carly in the left corner. Dribbles out around the top, man-to-man Warrior defense.
Oh my goodness, his hand is way under.
I know, that's what I was telling you about Carly. There's a carry every time he dribbles the ball. I think you save that. Jenchek for three, gets another one.
They picked off Keon.
It was a good, well-designed play. 45-41 with a three-pointer. Warriors down four suddenly.
Uh-oh.
Grove.
There he is.
In the corner to Meeker. Meeker back to Grove. Meeker in the corner, takes a three. Good! George Meeker buries a three-pointer. Back to a one-point game, 45-44. How's that for an answer, Mr. Beasley? That was a good answer. Warriors trying to trap, can't do it. They get the ball across to Carly. Carly backs it out to center court. Works right to Jenchek. He's the shooter. Down low, Smith into the game, I think it is. Eli Smith. Back out on top to Bosshart. Jenchek. They dump down to Bourne. Bourne doubled out to Jenchek for another three. Missed that one. Vrell. That one looked good. Vrell ahead to Meeker. Meeker. Jenchek on his back. Takes it to the basket. Oh he's fouled. Meeker needs to make two free throws here, Ron. Not one, but two.
I know.
Good attack by Meeker. He kept Jenchek on his hip by staying just in front of him and keeping up against him.
There he goes.
Trimmer will come in after the first one.
They get up, stand next to coach.
Meeker hits the first.
Run on the floor. The dad had never seen him.
Meeker had five at halftime. He's got six in this half, leading scorer for the Warriors. One more for the senior guard.
Nice.
Misses it. Looked good from here. It wasn't. Short and right. Tie game. 6:34 left to go in this one. Can't get a much better atmosphere than this, folks, for a regular season game. Bourne doubled inside and fouled by Meeker.
George.
Really not this official's call. Should have been that official's call on the other side. He's the one that could have seen that. This guy made it from behind on how it looked.
Well, his hand reached way down.
Well, the only thing he can call from this side, though, is that if he had a hand in his back, which he might have. Berkey, they get it to Bourne inside. Berkey drops in. Carly with the drive. Blocked, fouled by Meeker. That's his third.
That was a garbage shot. It didn't have a chance to go.
Yeah, he was doing a kind of a long step through there, off balance. I don't know if it was a euro or not, but it was definitely an extra long step that put him out of balance for shooting. He was just trying to get it up on the glass. Meeker.
Ooh.
Oh, Carly. Goodness. Barely got it to the rim. He's missed his last two, Ron. He's 3 out of 5, but he's a great shooter, so I expect this one to go in nothing but net. Can't imagine he's going to miss another one as great as he is. He misses it. It is a science, Ron, I'm telling you. It's all about timing and verbiage. Grove to to Berkey on top. Back to Grove. Meeker along the baseline. What? Fakes. Hangs. Just ripped out
Take
of the air
it.
By Bourne.
Take it to
and nice. That throws it away. Going the other way. Bosshart. Berkey blocks it out of bounds! Evan Berkey chases it down and spikes it against the end wall. What a play by Berkey. At one end, Bourne with a great play. The other end, Berkey with a better one. In the corner, Bourne gets it out to Carly. 45-45, under six to go. Jenchek back to Carly. Vrell, he is in Jenchek's shorts. They get it into Bourne in the mid post. Little double, kicks it out to Trimmer, drives.
Travel.
Reverse lay-in, missed it. Berkey, nice up with the rebound. Nice up going hard the other way. He's going all the way. No foul called. Should be Warriors ball, got knocked out of bounds. I thought Nyseth got fouled.
He should have gone to the hoop. He took a diversion out instead of going right to the hoop. He would have got the foul.
Still tied. 45 all. 16 fouls on Sandham Christian. 3 on the Warriors. Meeker, fouled. Reaching in. Trimmer. Yep. Trimmer, Meeker just split a pair. He's split a pair 3 times this game. He's got to lead our team in foul shots attempted this year, Ron. He's always drawing fouls. Going to the basket. Meeker misses it. Berkey tips. Berkey gets a rebound. Hits Nyseth. Lost it. Down low. Nyseth. He's got it. He goes up. He's fouled! I think it was on, I think it was on number 2. Yeah. On the floor. Bosshart trying to reach up. 18 foul. Nyseth wiping his hands off on Grove's jersey. Little humor out there making everybody laugh. That's good.
correction, Brett Bachar foul.
Nice F to the line. So the Warriors miss their foul shot, but they get another one.
Come on, Kobe.
He makes the first one. Kobe's got one more coming. 10 points in the game for the senior. 1 point Warrior lead. What a game. Warriors have been up by as many as 4, I think. Gets them both. They're up by 2 right now. Biggest lead of the game for the Eagles was 9. Bosshart works up left on Berkey across half court, gives it up to Carley. 2-3 zone.
They're not going to call it now, because if they call it now, they won't.
Moving screen?
No, it's...
Oh, the carry.
Yeah.
I would, if I'm Devin, I'd save that anyway for next week and then tell the officials before the game to watch it. Carley kicks it over to Bosshart, back to Carley, puts up a 3 over Brill. No good. Missed it. Bad. They save it. Oh, right in front of the basket. Yenchek picks it up. Colby gave up on it. He thought it was going out of bounds. They get the ball tied up. Warriors had a stop. Didn't finish the play. Grove on the left angle. Down on the corner to Meeker. Back to Grove. Now to Berkey. Berkey looking in the high post. Not there. Grove. Left angle. 3. No good.
Go up,
inside.
Kobe.
Nice depth with it.
Go up.
Up with the left hand.
Oh,
no good.
George.
Tipped. Trimmer with the rebound. Oh, it was right there. Mosshart can't touch the ball. Bourne comes back and helps him. Good hustle by Bourne. If he had taken a couple more steps, that would have been disastrous for the Eagles. Tie game, 4:14 to go, 47-47. Yenchek, quick
air
trigger
ball.
3. Short, not an air ball, but he was short. Rebound to the Eagles. Yenchek gets it back, lobs it to Bourne. Bourne right in front of the rim, lays it up and in. If you gamble on the half around, you got to have backside help. 49-47, almost stolen. Berkey gets it back. He was fouled. They were late on the whistle, but that's the right call. That is the 9th team foul on the Eagles. 49-47 in favor of the Eagles. Berkey to the line to shoot 2. No, 1-1. We're not in 2 yet.
Come on,
Berkey.
Berkey.
Oh, way too strong. Misses it. Bourne high for the board. Nice F with a push. It's going to be Colby's 3rd.
We're all right, yeah.
And the 4th team foul on the Warriors.
Check the basket for the Warriors. Number 4, Trent Carlton.
Carlton back into the game. Colby with 3. Eagles working on breaking this pressure. Bosshart gets it across. Leaves it in the corner for Trimmer.
Looking for
cross court. Nobody on Yenchek. We're going to get a timeout called. It worked out because Yenchek missed the 3. He hasn't missed many tonight. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 3:37 left to go in the 4th quarter. It's 49-47. Sandy M. Christian with a 2-point lead. 19 fouls on SC, 4 on the Warriors.
I think it's 8. 8?
Mm-mm. 9 is right.
That's
9 is right. We had 8 when Meeker got fouled.
We're trying to get who has those fouls. How many points you got Bourne for?
What's that?
How many points were Bourne?
Bourne had 10 in the first half, 16 in the game.
Yeah.
Yenchek, 14 in the first half. He's got 5, so 19 in the game. Carley had 6 in the first half, 9 in the game. They went back to 8, okay. Well, they didn't miss it. They must have missed it when they went from, they must have gone from 6 to 8 then. Because I saw them go from 8 to 9.
Well, she had 8, but she put the Amity foul on the 8.
No, I thought that was going from 9 to 10.
No.
So, alright, 49-47.
Look at, Trent always acts like he doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, what's the rule here?
Yeah, that's that AAU stuff.
Well, it's just him trying to get in the head of Yenchek.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work with Yenchek. He's a pretty good shooter. He's got 5 threes on the night. Bourne in the high post. Dribbles to the right. Kicks it out to Trimmer on top. Bosshart. Back to Trimmer. Right angle. Foul on Colby. That's his 4th. You gotta get Gavin back in there.
Yeah. It's gotta be Gavin or JJ. Gavin or JJ? I think I'd come with Gavin.
I would too.
But that's his post, guys. Out of bounds.
They throw it away on the inbound. Unforced error, really.
He's going to go with it.
He's going to ride nice, F.
Yeah. Well, got to have him offensively.
I don't know. Our best offensive spurt was when they were running without a post, and Gavin was attacking the baseline. But here we go. On the side, Carton knocked away, and a steal by Carley.
Bad pass.
Fouled by Berkey.
Good foul.
Yeah, good foul, but Berkey, I think, didn't realize Carley was coming for that ball. He kind of...
Trent threw a nonchalant pass.
Right, but when he got tipped, I thought Berkey could
thought
go get it, and he didn't. I think he thought it wasn't going to be... Yeah, I don't know what he thought, but he didn't go after it at his normal full speed.
There's the problem. He was thinking.
Carley misses the foul shot.
You said thought. He was thinking.
Just got to go get it.
Yeah.
Carley with another one. He's 3 out of 7 from the line tonight.
Right guy to foul.
Oh, absolutely. This guy's a great shooter, though. He gets that one. Didn't work because you said he was the right guy to foul, Ron.
Oh, my.
50-40, so I blame you. My mojo didn't work. Warriors ball. Berkey with it. 3 minutes to go, down 3. Carton. Ball fake. Little drive. Wraps it around to Nyseth.
Trouble.
Yenchek on him. Timeout taken.
Devin
didn't like the matchup. Nobody was cutting where they were supposed to be. Berkey talking to Carton about it on the way to the sideline. Full timeout. We'll take a break here on KLYC McMinnville.
3 would be nice.
50-47. Warriors trail by 3 with 2:51 to go. They have the ball on the baseline. Get it into Nyseth.
No.
Fading jumper. No good. Meeker with the rebound. Rejected by Bourne out of bounds.
Fake. If you fake, you got it.
But here's the deal. He's only got 3 fouls. He knows he can be aggressive until he gets his 4th.
But you got to fake him. He's going to get a check.
As good a shot blocker as there probably is in the state in 3A, especially when you're facing up with him. He's long and quick. Reagan found that out down at St. Anne Christian when he went for a lay-in. Thought he had him. Carton hands off to Berkey out on top. 2.5 to go. Carton, drive, kick to Berkey, drive, kick to Meeker. Back to Berkey on the baseline. To Nyseth, lays it up and in. Great ball movement right there. We didn't know what was going to happen. Neither did SC. 1-point game with 2:15 to go. Carley with it out on top. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Ball knocked away. Stolen by Carton. Ahead to Berkey.
Berkey.
Reverse lay it up. He's fouled. That's the ball going forward. Berkey using his body to shield off Bourne. Bourne tried to block it anyway. He's going to get his 4th foul. Berkey makes the lay-in, draws the foul. I mean, it was as good as it gets all the way around, Ron. You get the 4th on Bourne and the 3-point attempt.
He did the fake. You got a fake.
Berkey makes the free throw. He's got 5. 3-point play makes it 51-50 Warriors with 2 minutes to go. Ron, I'm on the edge of my seat. SC breaks the pressure. Carley with it.
51. Is that score right?
That's right. Oh, it should be. I thought it was 51-50.
Is it 51?
Maybe it's 52. They go high post. Kick it back out. Bosshart, runner. No good. Rebound. Tipped and pulled down by Nyseth. Nyseth puts the brakes on.
We're ahead.
So it's 52-50. Okay.
We're ahead.
I wasn't sure about the score. I had 51-50 in my head looking at the clock there.
The only one that counts is right here. She's got a 52.
That's the one that matters.
They're behind. They're going to have to come out.
Warriors.
And every foul
could be
is 2.
Free throw shooting contest here. Grove dribbles right. Leaves it
don't
for Carton. Back
it.
Out to
you
Nyseth.
Have to shoot it, boys.
Nyseth.
Bring it out. Call timeout.
To Carton. Minute 9.
No.
Berkey.
No, no,
drives.
No, no, no,
kicks.
No.
Nyseth.
No,
at the elbow. Back to Berkey. Over to Carton. Carton with the drive. Knocked away from behind. He was going to pull Bourne.
Yeah.
And if Bourne didn't come, he was going to shoot the lay. And if Bourne came, he was going
to
dribble out.
George.
Yeah.
George was open.
He was waiting to see what Bourne did. That was the right thing by Carton because if Bourne comes, you might draw that 5th.
Lay
inside Meeker. Pump fake. He's fouled as he's kicking it out. Oh, he was going to bail on the play. He shoots 2 anyway because it's double bonus. Foul on Trimmer. Devin earning his money tonight. Meeker. He has rode this 5 all quarter, Ron.
Yeah. I don't care.
Well,
oh,
Meeker misses the first one. We need this one. Meekers missed three in a row at the foul line.
It's just a floater. If it spins, it's going to be. But when he shoots that floater, it just doesn't have a chance.
Beasley next to me decides he's going to start a video in the end of this game. Meeker hits the second one. 53-50. Warriors up three. Bourne plays catch with Carly. Timeout, Santa Am Christian. 52 seconds to go. It's a 53-50 game here. Warriors on top. They scored the last 6 points, Ron.
So here's the deal. We'll give them two. We don't want to give a three.
You got to guard Yenchek.
We don't want a foul. We don't need a foul because foul puts it in the bonus.
52 seconds to go. The marked man is Yenchek.
Yenchek or?
Unborn.
Or Carly.
Yeah. There's only three guys that have scored except for that Bosshard. Heave by Bosshard. Right. The heave. Nobody else really wants to shoot the ball. Got a rocking pep band. Three tubas over there. I love it. Or one tuba and two baritones. Giving some good bass to that pep band. KCO, you got them rocking out over there tonight. 52 seconds left. Student section on their feet. Girls already had a big win tonight as they pulled away down the stretch, 150-47, but it wasn't that close. They were up six with 5 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go. Somebody hit a three. See if the Warrior boys can close out as well. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Carly. Swings it to Yenchek on the wing. Back to Carly on top.
Who's he looking for?
Carly, Yenchek for three. No good. Bourne with the rebound. Misses the putback. Ball's loose. Meeker's got it, and he's fouled.
He threw him on the ground.
Meeker goes down hard, but he's back up. He's a football player, boys. You're not going to hurt him. Listen to that crowd, folks. Yenchek fouls out of the game. They just lost their three-point specialist with that foul. Point 9 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 53-50 Warriors. Meeker to the line to shoot two.
Yes, is at the line again.
Meeker doing his junkyard dog thing, as Ron likes to say, getting that rebound in traffic.
Yeah, Bourne was there.
Hanging on to it. Bourne missed that shot. Meeker gets the first one to roll in.
That's the one. We needed that one.
That's a four-point game with 31.9.
Two possessions.
One more for Meeker. Short on this one. Ball loose. Picked up inside by... Oh, I thought that was five. That was Trimmer that fouled out, not Yenchek.
Yeah, no threes.
Carly rolls right over to Yenchek. Deep three. Hits it. Oh, my goodness. He can shoot. 18 seconds. Warriors up one with the ball. They foul Berkey. He'll go to the line with 14.4 remaining to shoot two free throws. 54-53. Warriors on top one. Berkey to the line to shoot two. Here's the deal, Ron. If he makes them both, and I'm Devin, I foul.
Yeah.
When they bring it up, but it puts them on a one-on-one.
Some coaches don't do that.
Don't give them a three. Berkey hits the first one. One more coming for the senior point guard.
I think Devin should call timeout if they make it.
So set your press up.
Yeah, tell them what
we
want.
One more for Berkey.
Tell them what we want.
There he's at. Look at that clutch shooting, Ron. Devin Berkey's hit his last three. 3-point game. They're looking for Yenchek. They're going to take a timeout.
Berkey was
10.6 seconds.
Berkey was fouling.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah.
That's the right thing to do. You can still do that on this inbound. You don't want Yenchek to catch the ball or Bourne.
Yeah.
Anybody else, you foul them once they have the ball. 10.6 to go. Full timeout. 56-53. Warriors by three. Here's the deal, Ron. I told you this. If we win by more than three and they lose to Dayton and we beat Jefferson, we're hosting this bad boy on Wednesday right here with the same Eagle team.
I don't think they'll beat Dayton.
I don't think they will either. Dayton wants to close out perfect.
Dayton's guards are too good for these guys.
Yeah, I don't know how they stay close. They'll have a better plan this time for Bourne.
We beat them inside.
Yeah.
Dayton can't beat them inside.
Yep.
I mean, Dayton doesn't have to beat them inside.
No, Dayton can beat them with guard play.
Yeah.
Listen to those fans, folks.
So you gotta put pressure on the ball and get a foul. I say lick about three dribbles and foul somebody.
Yep. One and one. Don't let Yenchek catch the ball. Don't let Bourne catch the ball.
Trent's on him.
10.6.
I let Bourne catch it, let him shoot a lay-in.
10.6. Berkey with the steal! No, we're gonna get Berkey for the
foul.
That's
alright. That's alright.
That is okay, but it's not great. It's one and one. He's going to put Carly on the line. Berkey almost had the steal, but he grabbed the jersey. The official saw him do it.
Not let them get a rebound.
No, this is the trick. I'll tell you what, I would sub.
Gavin in there.
I would sub and put Reagan and Gavin and JJ in there just to get the rebound, then call timeout. Carly misses. Rebound. Nice set. He's fouled. Warriors are up three. 8.4 seconds. This is it, Ron. This is what it comes down to. If we want a home game, we're up three right now. If we can go up four and hold on to it, we're going to get the home game on Wednesday. The foul is on Bourne. He's out of the game. His fifth.
He thinks the coach wants taunting. The coach went taunting
on Colby's spike of the ball.
Yeah, on our guys.
But he wasn't taunting because he was up in the court all by himself. That's weak, coach! That's weak!
It's all right.
56-53, Warriors on top by three.
Come on, Colby.
Nice after the line.
One of them. Come on, babe.
He's got two. Barry's the first one!
Hey.
Okay. One more coming.
Hey, will they storm the court?
Oh, I think they will.
Will they storm the court?
Oh, they'll storm the court. 8.4 seconds remaining. Timeout taken by Devin McShane. 57-53. Full timeout. 8.4 seconds left to go. Okay, Ron, so if you get the make, you don't want to foul. You don't want to stop the clock.
No.
You want them to have to just work the ball.
Let them shoot.
But if they make a...
They don't have any timeouts left.
Here's what I would do.
Even if they make it, we can stand out of bounds.
No, I know. The question is, do you want the win or do you want to win by four?
Oh. Okay. I got you.
So, you want to, if Devin knows this, he needs to win this game by four or else he has to go to Santa Ana Christian on Wednesday instead of playing here.
Yeah, I know.
So, this is actually, you're up by four. The make is important, but it's not as important as not letting them score anything after this.
Press them. Make them use 6 seconds to bring the ball to court.
Tashi and I had a long conversation about this tiebreaker today.
Did she talk with her head coach?
I don't know.
That's her job.
Yep.
I'm psycho.
Nice set at the line. One more.
Here go, Bev.
8.4 seconds.
Follow through.
No good.
Doesn't matter.
Rebound.
Doesn't matter.
They get
Doesn't
it ahead
matter.
To Carly. Carly
Doesn't
with 5.5. Forces a shot. Meeker's got it! We're gonna be here on Wednesday, folks! 57-53! The Warriors pour it off! They're not storming the court, but they should be. Warriors with a huge win against Santa Ana Christian. Not only that, Ron, we're gonna bump up in the standings. We're gonna bump ahead of them, I'm sure, with that win. And they've got a loss coming on Saturday. Dayton's our best friend right now. Warriors 57, Eagles 53. What a game for the Warriors. We will be right back. Well, we'll just do it right now. The Warriors, George Meeker, man. That last five that was in there, especially Meeker, Nyseth, and Berkey. Just controlled that fourth quarter. George Meeker had 5 points in the first half. He had 5, 6, 7, 8 in the second half. 13 total in the game. Colby Nyseth, 5 in the first half and 9 in the second half. 14 in the game. Evan Berkey, only 2 in the first half. He had 5 down the stretch. 7 points in the game. Berkey scored. The biggest play of that game was that drive in on the fast break. He drew the foul on Bourne, picking up his fourth. And getting the Beckett and making the free throw. Berkey went 3 for 3 down the stretch in this game from the foul line.
And, Kobe's free throws were big.
He made 3 out of 4.
That made it
that 4-point margin. That's the tiebreaker, folks. If, assuming Dayton can go to Santa Ana Christian and win this game, and the Warriors beat Jefferson on Saturday, which they should. The Warriors will be the number two seed headed into the district tournament. We'll be back here on Wednesday hosting this exact same team on our floor. And that'll get us into the district tournament, if we get a win then, as the number two team going against Dayton for the district championship. Folks, what a night to be a Warrior. I hope you had as much fun listening as we had broadcasting this one today. What a game to sit and enjoy here at Amity High School, folks. Thanks for joining us. We hope you have a relaxing rest of your week. And Saturday we'll be back on the air for the games against Jefferson at Jefferson. Thanks for joining us, folks. I am out of here.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.